This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Interesting news in the college football world, and it has nothing to do with the four teams playing in the college football playoff semifinals. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Busy hour here as we will go behind the counter, speaking of college football, with Matt Grill. He will give us the latest at DraftKings Sportsbook. Bruce Marshall will join us in this hour as well. That's Matt Eumanns, disgusted by what he just saw from the Iowa Hawkeyes. And I'm Tim Murray.
I mean, how many missed layups have I counted in the first minute of the second half? Three, Tim, that's all. Only Matt, three.
You got to listen, you know. You have brought your positive attitude onto me, and
I told you
never
not to
have, and I never have hope. And you are sitting here watching this game with hope.
No,
give up, Matt. It's over. They're screwed.
I told you not to make the bet. You made the bet.
I'm going down like the Titanic, baby. Come on. I'm like a violinist. I'm going down with the ship as I turn it over again.
Turn it over. Nice.
33-24 the score out there. All right, we do have big college football news we'll get to in just a moment. Got a bunch of games going on. The Duke Blue Devils pulling away a bit here from Louisville, 75-66. Very impressive second half here from Duke. They've outscored Louisville 37-19. I saw Carlos Boozer there in the stands, and he was wearing a 12 sweatshirt, as his son Cameron wears the number 12. I don't know if the backside had two on it, but combined, the two Boozer brothers have 28 points. Cameron has 27 of them tonight. He's pretty good.
Carlos Boozer was on that 2001 Duke National Championship team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this Michigan team this year has reminded a lot of people of some of the best teams in college basketball history, just with the blowouts, just based on the numbers
sure.
So far. You know, I don't know if Michigan's going to prove to be UNLV in 1990-91. I wouldn't go that far. I think what a lot of people tend to forget, Tim, and Wolverines have improved. Do you recall we sat here early in the season and watched Michigan barely avoid an upset against Wake Forest, barely avoid an upset against TCU?
Yep.
Right, so this team is not bulletproof, not unbeatable. But the way Michigan's playing right now, you don't want to bet against them. Tonight, betting action showed up late on the Wolverines, drove the number up to 24.5, and they're losing the second half 34-33, not losing the game. Down Penn State down 8 here with about 4 minutes to go.
Sometimes got to look at those ugly pups. And as you have stated so eloquently, in betting, you can be a genius or...
There's a fine line between being a genius and a jerk. I mean, seriously, think about it,
yeah,
this is different. You put out 5 plays every week in these contests, and you can go 3-2, and you're hitting 60%. You look like a genius. You go 2-3, and you look like a jerk. And it could be a coin flip game that decides whether you go 3-2 or 2-3. But I think Penn State had this down to 4. Now the Nittany Lions going to the free throw line here to get it, trying to cut this down to a 6-point deficit with 2:42 to go. It's just, we have not seen any team really give Michigan a game for a long time, for 2 months, right? Almost 2 months.
They've been on an easy street every
been
which way.
Yeah.
By the way, this hour being brought to you by our good friends at Omaha Steaks. Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of this hour, VSiN Primetime. Right now, you'll score 2 pounds of fully cooked wings. Mmm, those wings look good. They're good. You ate them a couple Fridays ago, right, Matt? $129 or more, you get 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings over at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Matt, we just played a clip from Tom Telesco.
By the way, speaking of Nebraska and Omaha, they just picked up a nice quarterback commit.
They did. Anthony Calandria.
Mm-hmm. From UNLV.
They pivoted off of Kenny Minchie as the former Notre Dame quarterback decided to go to Kentucky, and they went with Anthony Calandria.
Yeah, it's a big loss for UNLV. Big game for Nebraska. Be interesting to see how much he got paid. Anyway, Tom Telesco, we played the audio. The former Raiders GM. He obviously was booted out with Antonio Pierce. and the change at the top of the Raiders organization. But Telesco did a pretty good job in a year or so he was with the Raiders. And I think he's right. This is a – I noticed today a writer for CBS Sportsline ranked the coaching openings in the NFL, and he had the Raiders fourth behind the Titans. And you got to be really clueless to rank the Raiders opening behind the Titans opening. Raiders have the number one pick in the draft. They've got 10 picks in this draft, have $110 million in cap space, and you've got Tom Brady and Spytek now with the power to run the organization. This is a really attractive job. I really do think this is an attractive job, and the Raiders are going to get probably going to get a great coaching staff in here. So I'm not going to say it's the best opening available, but it is a very attractive job, and it's it might be the best opening. It's definitely not the fourth behind the Titans.
Well, Ravens, I think it's fair to say Ravens
behind
is
the
one.
Falcons. Yeah, the Falcons ranked number one or number two. How clueless can you be?
By the way, Kirk Cousins, man, just playing chess out there. Restructured his contract today. Still going to get all $67 million, I believe, guaranteed.
Come on.
God, my God. That is salute to you, sir. What a game. What a life Kirk Cousins had. Well, speaking of quarterbacks, Matt, how about this news that just popped across the portal wire? Washington quarterback Damon Williams has entered the transfer portal, and he has a do not contact tag on his entry. Hey, Tim, didn't Damon Williams just re-sign with Washington? Yes, he did. January 2nd, he had agreed to a new deal to return to the Washington Huskies, Matt. And on January 6th, he is gone. You mentioned Anthony Calandria. He had a quote prior to the bowl game for UNLV. I'm not going anywhere.
I'm staying right here.
Where would I go?
Staying right
here. I don't
want to
be in the portal. Yeah. Well, then he heard whispers and he goes to Nebraska, where I imagine he's getting good. I am trying
to... Hold on! Michigan down to a one-point lead with 1 minute to go. What's happening here? A 24-point favorite could go down tonight. Tim, look at this.
This is incredible. 24.5-point favorite Michigan Wolverines.
All 50 fans are going berserk.
Is James Franklin there?
In Happy Valley. No.
Matt Campbell. It's Matt Campbell.
Rocco
James
Beck.
Franklin's down in Blacksburg.
Matt
now.
Campbell and Rocco Beck.
And the whole
wild.
Iowa State team. Iowa State East.
104 to go. Michigan up 73-72. I look down for a minute. It's an 8-point game. Look up. It's down to one. Penn State trying to knock off the number two team in the country. I think most people would say the number one team.
Matt, since Thanksgiving week, let's remind folks of what the scores were for Michigan games. They beat San Diego State by 40, Auburn by 30, Gonzaga by 40, Rutgers by 41, Villanova by 28, Maryland by 18, LaSalle by 52, McNeese by 51, and USC on Friday by 30, and they are currently leading by a point against Penn State.
Wow. How about this?
Mike Rhodes, baby.
Michigan, by the way, was minus 5,000 on the money line. That means you got to lay $5,000 to win 100. And if you bet that way.
I'll say this about.
It's like jumping off a bridge. Here we go. 3-pointer by Michigan off the mark. Penn State got the rebound. We got a jump ball on the rebound with 47 seconds to go.
On December 13th, Penn State, they were hanging with Michigan State. Now, Michigan is better than Michigan State, at least from a power rating standpoint. This team at home, even though it's not a raucous environment by any stretch of the imagination, has done a pretty decent job, Matt. This is also the same Penn State team that went to Bloomington and lost 113-72. Penn State has
this.
The ball, Matt.
Michigan just threw up an air ball from three, and it's Penn State's ball with 40 seconds to go.
You know, we were joking about the NBA and the wackiness that we saw last night with the Hornets beating the crap out of the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is more shocking. The 24.5-point underdog Penn State Nittany Lions have the ball down one against what looked to be an unbeatable force. And, missing a jumper with 15 seconds to go.
He was open in the lane. That was about a 12-footer in the lane open, and he missed it. Whoever the Penn State – we're kind of shielded from this TV. I can't even see what's happening here. But, actually, that was not a – Is that the same shot right there?
Yeah, that was the
okay,
miss.
That was actually a 17-footer. Okay.
Man, trying to talk about some portaling, and Michigan and Penn State were being disruptive to our discussion
there. Anyway, DeMond Williams, the Washington quarterback, is hitting the portal. He's a difference maker.
He is.
One of the best quarterbacks in college football. So that's going to be interesting to see what happens with his situation.
I wonder what team it's going to be. We know Texas Tech is spoken for, Indiana spoken for, but LSU has not signed a quarterback yet. And clearly, DeMond Williams went into the portal with a decision already made. He has a do not contact me tag. So I would imagine news will leak out sooner rather than later on where DeMond Williams will ultimately land. A big fish in the portal pond, if you will. 15 seconds to go, Matt. One of two free throws made by the Wolverines. Can Penn State win this bad boy in regulation with a three? They still have a timeout. 24.5-point underdog Penn State at home trying to pull off the absolute stunner here against Michigan. While they call timeout, let's tell you that reaching people is easy. Reaching the right people is everything. Mission Media helps your brand do exactly that. Their cross-platform strategies hit fans wherever they're watching or listening. Podcasts, connected TV, streaming, digital, all of it. And because Mission Media is the exclusive advertising partner of VSiN, you get direct access to one of the most loyal, engaged, and bet-ready sports audiences in the country. Head on over to vsin.com/advertise or email us at advertising@vsin.com. We got to hit a break. When we return, will a Penn State pulled off the miraculous upset of the Michigan Wolverines?
You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime alongside Matt Eumanns. I'm Tim Murray. Oh, man. Penn State, what could have been an easy cover for the Nittany Lions. 24.5-point underdogs, Matt. But they had the ball down to, you moved your positioning over to watch it right in front of the screen, and you were none too pleased with what you saw.
Oh, a horrible play.
Penn State call.
Mike Rhodes, we're giving a lot of credit for his being a sharp coach. He let the Wolverines off the hook right there. I actually didn't even run a play at the end. You had 14 seconds or so on the clock. There was no pass. You got the dribbler, crosses half court. You would think they got some sort of screen situation set up for a shooter coming off the screen. Nothing. He dribbles out. He gets forced out near the half-court line with 5 seconds to go, has to scramble back to the other side of the backcourt, fires up a three at the buzzer, and not even close. That was one of the worst final plays you're ever going to – Mike Rhodes, what are you doing?
We were singing your praises.
Come on. You had a shot to knock off the number two team. You had plenty of time, and that's what you drew up? What a disaster that last play was for Penn State. You fight that hard for 39.5 minutes and then to blow it with that play call at the end. What a mess. Anyway, Minnesota right now up 40-31 on Iowa. Duke did finish off that win at Louisville.
84-73, the final score. The Blue Devils get the win. Obviously get the cover. Game closed at pick. Cameron Boozer, 27 points. Isaiah Evans with 23. Caleb Foster with 20 as the Blue Devils outscore Louisville 46-26 in the second half. And Boozer, Evans, and Foster combined for 70. Of Duke's 84 points. They get the win. That's a tough one for Louisville to swallow. They were dominating that game in the first half, Matt.
Yes.
And the Blue Devils ultimately pull away. Ryan Conwell in the loss finished with 24 points. Just underway in Houston, Texas Tech and the Cougars. That is our VSiN primetime game of the night. We saw late money come in on Houston. This game closed at circa -8 for Houston, elsewhere market wide at 7.5. So this game underway as Texas Tech strikes first with a early 3 against the Cougars down there at the Fertitta Center.
Upset alert for the Cougars. Actually, Ryan Hyatt of Lubbock, Texas says Brian's Steakhouse. Number one steakhouse in Lubbock, and he made the line here. His line was Houston -3.5. Man, that's giving Tech a lot of credit on the Cougars' home floor.
Sources tell me the big boy from Wake Forest and Adam Trick, the edge rusher from Miami, Ohio, they were not going to go to Texas Tech, Matt, but then they went to Brian's Steakhouse, and they said, I'm in. I'm signing with the Red Raiders, and maybe that seven-figure check that they both assuredly got as well. But Texas Tech busy in the portal, and the latest news that Damon Williams, the Washington quarterback, he has hit the portal. I was just texting with Jimmy Ott. He believes that Sam Leavitt is still the apple of Lane Kiffin's eye right now at the quarterback position, but we'll see. A lot of movement going on in the transfer portal world. But Matt, we still have games to hit on here. We have a game on Thursday, game on Friday. You and I broke these games down on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. Let's go in chronological order and start with Miami and Ole Miss. And right now, a team that once upon a time at circa was 200-1 to win the title, the Miami Hurricanes, because it looked like they probably weren't going to make the playoff. Now they are a 3.5-point favorite in the semifinals against Ole Miss. Total sits at 51.5 or 52 out there. Canes Rebels Thursday night down in Glendale.
Yeah, Canes were dogs in the first two games of the playoffs. Now they flip to the favorites, so a different role here. And we'll see how they handle it. Carson Beck, 103 and 138. Those are his passing yards in the first two playoff games. Mark Fletcher's had to be the workhorse for the offense, 262 yards rushing in the two playoff games. And, you know, I got to wonder here how effective Trinidad Chambliss is going to be against the Miami defense. That's going to be the key to the game, Tim. As you're going to hear a lot of talk about how this Hurricanes defensive front is going to contain Chambliss. He's not going to be as effective. He's not going to be able to run wild and make plays like he did against Georgia last week. And that might be the case, but if you look at the numbers from the Miami-Ohio State game, Buckeyes actually rolled up 332 yards, 287 passing yards in that game. They were moving the ball, Tim, but when they got in the red zone, they were breaking down a lot of times. So I think Ole Miss can move the ball against this Miami defense. Ole Miss racked up 473 total yards against Georgia. Chambliss had 362 passing, 2 touchdowns. Kwon Lacy, 22 carries, 98 yards. I don't think Miami's going to completely shut down the Ole Miss offense. Not like Oregon shut down the Texas Tech offense last week, right? So I'm going to give Chambliss more than a puncher's chance here to pull off the upset. And I just don't like the way Carson Beck has really played. He has not made many plays in the first two playoff games, and I think he's going to have to make plays here. I don't love this, but I did take I went ahead and bet Ole Miss plus 3.5. And I think that the Rebels got a real shot to win. There's something about, you know, a team that's bonded together and they got a common mission with something to prove. And I think all these guys want to prove that, hey, we can do this without Lane Kiffin, right?
Well, you saw Kwon Lacy re-signed today with Ole Miss. Trinidad Chambliss announced he's coming back. There have been some side remarks towards the former ball coach there.
Well, doesn't it seem like that a lot of these players have some contempt for Kiffin?
Sure.
And that he's not their favorite guy.
He quit on him.
Right. And they want to prove they can win without him. So it kind of reminds me of that Michigan basketball situation in 1989.
Steve Fisher.
Yep. And we'll see if Ole Miss can take it the distance. I don't know about that. I don't think this Ole Miss team's going to win at all. It's not going to surprise me at all if Mississippi beats Miami.
We'll be on the air for this game. Let's hear from maybe the greatest coach of all time, Nick Saban, on this Miami Hurricanes squad.
I think if Miami finds their way into the playoffs, they will be one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs. Forget about the ACC. I mean, with Carson Beck, the offensive line they have, the skill guys they have, the defense they have, I don't want to say they underachieved by losing two games, but if they get in this playoff, they're going to be the most dangerous team that anybody has to play because of the talent level they have.
That was a prediction from late November, man.
Yeah, it was.
On College Game Day from Nick Saban. And
he also picked Georgia to beat Ole Miss.
So did I. So
I did too. We don't get them all right.
Yeah. Maybe if they don't throw into the end zone in a down three with 50 seconds to go, they maybe win that game. But if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, the world would be a better place. Or if what did Mike Tomlin say yesterday?
You want to make an aunt and uncle reference?
No, I'm good. Mike Tomlin does it much better than I do. I have not bet the side in this game. I did take a little first half under, Matt. I'm fascinated by the tug of war because you've got an up-tempo team in Ole Miss, a team that's explosive offensively against a elite defensive front in Miami, and you've got a Miami offense that hasn't been great but has had done what they needed to do. 7 of 14 on third downs, 1 for 1 on fourth against Ohio State, and that's an Ohio State defense, that didn't give up 13 points or more than, 16 points all year, and they gave up a pick six, so 17 offensive points last week? So Miami actually did pretty darn good, all things considered, against Ohio State from an offensive standpoint. I'll disagree a little bit. I don't think Carson Beck has been asked to do much, and he has avoided the mistakes, and that's the biggest thing. The two games they lost, Carson Beck made mistakes, and he has yet to make those mistakes. I'm looking forward to both of these games, obviously. We'll be on the air for Ole Miss Miami. I have no idea how this game is going to unfold. I actually lean your way with Ole Miss, but you said on the podcast you did not think this was a good live betting game. Why is that?
I don't think it's going to be a high scoring back and forth type of game. Those are the best live betting games.
Like Georgia and Ole Miss was, where you could have got
a wild game.
14 and a half in game in that one.
I think this is going to be a tight game throughout. Kind of a lower scoring game. Didn't Josh Nunn on the show last night have a play on the total?
First half under.
Yeah.
And I echoed those sentiments. I thought he made some good points there. I think it's a feeling out process. Maybe it opens up a little bit in the second half with some desperation, but curious to see how this one is played out. Is Mario a little bit conservative?
You're talking about Carson Beck has not been asked to do anything, which I agree, but he has not been making plays either. He's going to have to make some plays at some point. Got 103 yards passing against A&M and 138 against Ohio State.
Now, Ohio State's not a team. I mean, Indiana didn't really do much offensively against Ohio State either. No one had. So against an Ole Miss defense that is gettable, are they able to have a little bit more success? Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. Right now, you can, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings. Save 50% off site-wide. omahasteaks.com/VSiN, omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Well, how are these games being bet, Matt? Matt Grill from DraftKings Sportsbook. He'll tell us next right here on VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN Primetime here on this Tuesday evening alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. Michigan holds on and beats Penn State by 2 as 24.5-point road favorites. Their closest game they've had since early November, Matt. The Michigan Wolverines, like Drago, showed they were human.
Yeah, they did. They struggled early in the season to get by Wake Forest and TCU tonight. Got lucky to beat Penn State. Nittany Lions had plenty of time to work with in that final possession. And just a horrendous final play and a hopeless final shot. You hate to see that when you have the chance to pull an upset like that. Come on, Mike Rhodes, you got to do better. That was pathetic.
Duke outscored Louisville by 20 in the second half. They win 84-73 on the road at Louisville. Our primetime game of the night going on right now. Houston and Texas Tech in this game early on in this one. 13-26 to go, first half. Texas Tech, a 11-8 lead. Live number at DraftKings is 5.5. Total down to 138 and a half. Speaking of DraftKings, let's get the latest from DraftKings right now.
Where are the lines changing and where's the money going? Let's go behind the counter.
Trading manager over at DraftKings Sportsbook is our good friend Matt Grill, and we always have him on to talk college football. And, well, got a couple big ones coming up on Thursday and Friday night. Matt, before we jump into that, we had Johnny Avello last night, and we didn't know how crazy that FCS National Championship was going to be. How was the betting action for you guys on Montana State getting the victory over Illinois State last night in a thriller in Nashville?
Yeah, that was a great one, guys. Like you said, back and forth, classic, and it came down to the kicking game, unfortunately, for Illinois State. You know, had a field goal blocked late and an extra point, and that ended up being the difference when Montana State converted on fourth down in overtime. They ended up winning that game by 1 point, and it was a really good for our in-play. It was about three times the amount bet on that game in-play than pre-match. So an exciting one to end the season, cutting off Illinois State's bid for five straight games in the playoffs and four on the road, and just couldn't pull it off against, ultimately a better Montana State squad.
Tim, we were talking about how Ole Miss-Miami might not be a great live betting game because it's not going to be high scoring and back and forth. That was a great live betting game last night.
Sure was.
Montana State and Illinois State. And then Matt Grill, that's a heartbreaker for Illinois State too, right? A big dog like that, and you're setting up for what you think is a game-winning field goal. It gets blocked, and then you miss the extra point in overtime.
Yeah, definitely. When a guy's longest field goal of the years, I think, was like a 32-yarder, you just can't trust that. And they're probably lucky it didn't get returned for a touchdown. You know, mm-hmm. They made the tackle and played some good defense. But yeah, another classic there, and hopefully they keep it returning to Nashville. That was a good venue.
Let's go in chronological order as we talk to Matt Grill, DraftKings Sportsbook trading manager, talking college football with him. Right now you guys have Ole Miss as a 3.5-point underdog. How is this game being bet so far, Matt, from a side standpoint, and what number did you pop out for this game?
Yeah, fellas, you know, refreshing to see some new blood in the college football playoff in these semifinals. You know, teams that either haven't won in many, many decades, or the U who hasn't won it since all the way back down in 2001, if you can believe it, with those stellar teams. And, of course, Rob for the back-to-back with that late flag the next year. So good to see the U back. Yeah, it's good for college football. So in these two games, fellas, I think they really could go either way. This is anyone's ball game now to win the CFP. You know, Ole Miss is the longest odds at 6-1 only to win this thing. And, you know, we talked about last week, and it kind of came to fruition where Miami just, you know, their awesome D-line, you know, really gave Julian Sand and company a lot of problems, a lot of sacks in the game, especially early they held out for the win. And now the U's going for the third straight win against an SEC school here with Ole Miss. And, you know, maybe, you know, Trinidad Shambliss is a little bit of kryptonite for them. We saw him making all these plays with his feet, extending plays against Georgia, which really got them to win that game. So, you know, if they can't get to him, I think it could cause some problems here for Miami. So this, you know, could potentially be a bad matchup for them. We'll see.
Matt Grill, DraftKings college football odds maker. Grill, did you bet this game, Miami Ole Miss game?
You know, guys, I don't have any action in these two games. I think
really?
The lines are solid. No, you know, Indiana, Oregon, of course, Oregon today got the bad news with one of the running backs with looked like a broken clavicle. Going down. So they're going to be a little bit thin at the running back position here. You know, Indiana, they just, you know, they looked the part, obviously, just absolutely dismantled Alabama. Who could have ever thought that? So, you know, they're a scary team, and there's a reason they're the favorite, a +130 to win the title. But again, I really think this is anyone's ball game, and I think these two games are tough to predict. You know, but like I just mentioned, you know, slightly into Indiana here, slightly into Ole Miss. We'll see what ends up happening here in a couple of days.
How about you personally? Did you bet any futures on any of these Final Four teams?
No, I was like Tim. My heart was broken when Notre Dame didn't make it in. I had a great number on them from back in August. So I'm sitting on nothing this year, guys. You know, it's hate to say it, but that's the truth.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts the most. Yeah, having a good number and then unfortunately didn't go our way. But you gotta bounce off the mat. Looking at the game on Friday, and this number, of course, we saw this game take place in October. Oregon went off 6.5, 7. I don't know what number you guys ultimately closed in that game, but Indiana won that game and was very impressive in doing so. But now You've got a role reversal. Indiana's the favorite, laying 3.5. How has this game been bet so far from a side standpoint? And do you anticipate Indiana being a pretty public side in this one?
Yeah, Tim, both games, you know, very, very evenly split betting so far. You know, we don't really have a big route on either game thus far. We'll see what happens come game day. Maybe, you know, the bettors will end up siding with a certain, you know, team or two on these. But right now it's kind of right down the middle. And, you know, Oregon, God, they were extremely impressive on the defensive side of the ball against Texas Tech. I did not expect that as someone who was on Texas Tech that game. You know, just even though it was 6-0 at halftime, they're lucky it was even that close. So they just got thoroughly dominated that game. Was very surprised that that was after Texas Tech ended up closing as the favorite, maybe surprisingly to some. But, you know, Oregon came out with that defense, you know, early in the Florida sun. And, you know, they're traveling back across country. So they're going back to Atlanta here. So a lot of travel for them. Maybe they're going to be a little road weary from that. So that could be something to look out for. But this game, you know, just I just don't see Indiana with having a weakness, really, guys. They've just been so impressive. So this one, you know, whoever's playing from behind, they could be a little bit of trouble. You know, Indiana was up 30-13 that game before a late TD from Oregon. So, you know, they really went in Austin and dominated. So, you know, maybe this line is a little bit too short, just kind of seeing where both teams are right now. So it's just a very, very intriguing game on Friday, like you mentioned.
Sounds to me like you expect Indiana to be in the championship game and Indiana to probably win the whole thing. Is that right?
if I had to take one of the futures right now, obviously don't love the number, just a small plus price, a plus 130. But I do think that, guys, that's probably the safe bet. But, you know, Miami, the way they're going, I think Indiana-Miami might be the best game that we could get in a title game. So that's what I'm rooting to see. I think that would be a super intriguing matchup.
What about the total in these two games? Obviously, island games, people like to bet on points. Right now, looking at DraftKings, you've got 52.5 on Miami Ole Miss and 47.5. That had seen some under money come in. It has kind of bounced back to 47.5. I did take a little under on Oregon, Indiana, 47.5. What do you make of these two totals, Matt?
Yeah, I agree. Lean that way too, Tim. You know, if Indiana, Miami kind of come out and dictate the pace, I do like both unders if that's the case. So I would look the way of Miami and under, Indiana and under. So I'm on the same page with you there for sure.
Matt, when you look at hypothetical lines, do you guys anticipate putting some up? And what do you kind of have in mind for what could be some championship lines?
Yeah, we got those up, Tim. We've had those up since Sunday. So right now we've got up, let's see here, let me look at all the matchups. So we've got Indiana, 8.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. We've got Indiana, 5.5 over Miami. We've got Oregon, 1.5 over Miami. And we have what's the last one I'm missing here? I guess it'd be, I'm missing the last one here, fellas. Did I mention them all?
Did you mention Oregon versus Ole Miss?
That one, sorry, you're right. That's the one, Tim. Oregon, 4.5-point favorite over Ole Miss. So, yeah, those are bettable right now on site.
Awesome. Matt, always appreciate it. Great stuff. And enjoy the games come Thursday and Friday night.
All right, guys. Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
There he is. Matt Grill giving us the latest from behind the counter. And certainly seemed like, Matt, as you kind of pushed him a little bit, likes Indiana.
He does. Everybody likes Indiana right now. Everybody.
Who?
And that was not
who
the case. Does? Not necessarily the case a month ago, Tim.
No, it was not. No, it was not. When Oregon, I guess 2 months ago, when Oregon was taking care of business, or was going to be a big favorite in that one, and then
even
in the Big Ten championship.
Big Ten championship game. A lot of people thought Ohio State was just going to kick Indiana's butt. Not the case.
Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. Right now, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings when you spend $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide when you shop omahasteaks.com/VSiN. Enjoy legendary steaks, juicy air-chilled chicken, beefy burgers, deli-style franks, and amazing appetizers, perfect for the college football playoff football in the NFL. Don't wait. Spend $129 and get 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken, plus 50% off site-wide on steaks, omahasteaks.com/VSIN.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Under Primetime game of the night, Houston with a 18-16 lead over Texas Tech. They went off as 7.5 or 8-point favorites, mostly 7.5, 8 here at Circa. And right now, as we look at the live line in this Houston-Texas Tech game, Houston 7.5-point favorite. Total, though, is down considerably. Minnesota up 9 on Iowa right now, as that is 58-49. A couple other good ones going on as we speak. Kansas currently trailing to TCU, Matt, at home, 28-22, under 8 media timeout there. And a little Mountain West hoops. New Mexico up on Colorado State. A man who loves to talk college hoops, loves to bet it as well. Bruce Marshall joins us right now. Pro Sports Better, sportsline.com. Bruce, before we dive into a little NFL, a little college football, we do have some late night games. So a Mountain West game, San Diego State coming off of a crazy one on Saturday night where they won in 3 overtimes, blew a 24-point lead, then looked like they were going to lose the game. Ultimately, they win it by 3. What do you make of this spot in Reno late night tonight, 11 p.m. tip time, Aztecs at the Wolfpack?
Yeah, that was wild the other night against Boise. I mean, I turned that thing off early in the second half. I thought, oh, San Diego State's got this in the bag, and then I turned it on later, and they're still playing in the third overtime. I mean, that was crazy. The winner of this one, I think, emerges as the main contender to Utah State in the Mountain West. And right now, if you look at Lenardi and some other bracketologies, they've only got one Mountain West team in the dance, and you know they're saving that for Utah State. So these teams got to hustle a bit if they want to get into the at-large. I like what Nevada's done lately, though, and Steve Alford, the portal ads are starting to make a difference. He just got Corey Camper, the UTEP wing, back available last Saturday at Fresno. It was a close escape, but Camper was their leading scorer. Didn't have a huge game, but at least he's back now. And Tayshaun Comer, the point guard from Evansville, has really been a savior for UNLV. One holdover, Tyler Rollison, did pretty well coming in off the bench the last two games, too. So I'm going to give Nevada a look here. San Diego State doing some things a little bit differently this year, playing at a faster pace. When's the last time we've seen the Aztecs scoring, you know, about 84 points per game? They're shooting nearly 40% of their threes. But they have had some letdowns this year. And I'm going to give the Wolfpack here on this hot streak here. And by the way, they just beat Boise at home, last home game. I think Wolfpack tonight with Steve Alford to get a win and a good one at Reno.
Bruce, I'm on Nevada. Pick 'em tonight. And I was on Nevada as a small dog against Boise in that game you're talking about on December 20th. And that turned out to be surprisingly easy. 81-66 Reno win that night. And Steve Alford was down a couple players. Saturday night, I did not have as much fun. I laid 3 with San Diego State. Had the Aztecs on the money line. They were up 23 early in the second half. And won the game 110-107 in triple overtime.
That was a wild one.
That was one of the wildest games of the season. Aztecs played a couple wild ones. They had one against Troy, too. A very similar type of game. Bruce, any thoughts tonight on Fresno State, San Jose? That's a pick'em in San Jose. Actually, Fresno. Yeah, we'll call it a pick'em here at Circa in San Jose. UNLV, Wyoming, and Laramie. Cowboys laying 4.5.
Yeah, I had more of a feel on UNLV, Wyoming. Now, Wyoming let me down against the Lobos in the pit on Saturday, but I'm going to give Wyoming one more shot here at Laramie in the Arena Auditorium tonight. Sundance Wicks, all these transfers that he got in there and from the portal. I mean, he kind of worked the fringes of the portal, and they found some functional players. The guard from Florida Atlantic, Walker, is pretty good. And Nasir Meyer, the freshman, looks like one of the best freshmen in the league, 6'7" wing. But what worries me about UNLV is if they have got to play from behind, and Josh Pastner would say the same thing, they do not shoot threes that well, and you do not have really a catch-up offense. They're about 28% from deep. I mean, that ranks way, way down. Yeah. Yep. So they get to be in some trouble if they have to hit threes late and up there. I'm going to give Wyoming one more chance after they burn me on Saturday.
You're right. UNLV, a 28% three-point shooting team. And I prefer the Wyoming side, too. I didn't lay the 4.5, but Bruce, we'll root for you to get in there with the Cowboys tonight. How do you feel about the two college football playoff games? Oregon, the dog to Indiana in the rematch, and Ole Miss and Miami Thursday night.
Well, I kind of like Miami there, and I might be alone in that. I mean, most people I talk to seem to love Ole Miss now, and Shambles looks great. Looked like Patrick Mahomes in that game against Georgia. And Georgia's defense had been playing very well for the month and a half before that game in the Sugar Bowl last week. But defense wins championships, and maybe it didn't work for Georgia last week, but this Miami defense is playing at another level. Reuben Bain and those guys up front, these are NFL defensive linemen. They're coming after Chambliss this week. Let's see if he can escape these guys. This defense kept Texas A&M and Ohio State without a touchdown for more than six quarters in the playoffs here. And then when Miami's back was up against the wall, they uncorked that drive to put the game away against the Buckeyes, mostly on the ground. Very, very impressive. I think Miami gets them. The other game, the winner of this is going to be the favorite in the championship game. Let me say this about Cignetti. I'm trying to figure out who he reminds me of. And I was coming thinking, well, Barry Alvarez, sort of the way he plays. And I thought, a little bit more. It took Alvarez a couple of years to get Wisconsin going. Bo Schembechler. He has really got a lot of the same traits as Schembechler. And what I mean by that, when Schembechler had an advantage on you and he could pound you with that running game, he was merciless. If you go back and look at Michigan's score lines from about midway in 69, and probably at Miami, Ohio before that, through most all the 70s and a good part of the 80s, I mean, they had some big wins, and they were very similar. If you could not stop in the Michigan running, he just destroyed you. Ruthless, merciless. This is what Cignetti's like. If you cannot stop their run, and this is a run-first offense. They run about 63% of the time, like Alabama. I knew my pick for Alabama was in big trouble late in the first quarter when Indiana was getting 5, 6, 7 yards a pop. But if they can't do that, and they couldn't against Iowa, they didn't against Penn State, and they really didn't against Oregon the first game, three yards per carry only. It's going to look completely different from the Alabama game. I was so impressed by what Oregon did defensively, manhandling Texas Tech. I didn't see that coming. I thought Oregon would win. I didn't see a shutout coming. There's one other angle here now. The revenge in regular season losses and the rematches, the revenge angle, this counts conference championship weekend and the playoffs thus far. 6-2. That would favor Oregon here. Now, I know Indiana beat them up in Eugene. That game was tight until right at the end, and Indiana surged ahead, a couple picks by Dante Moore. But I don't think this is going to look at all like the Alabama game for Indiana. I think this game's probably going to be an under, and that would be my first call. But I think Oregon's going to win, and I'm going to go with the revenge factor, and I think the Ducks can get them. This is a real heavyweight battle.
Bruce Marshall joining us, giving us his insight, and I'm on the under as well. So, Bruce, hopefully we can cash that ticket together. Before we maybe slip in a little NFL with you, you do have a play tomorrow in college basketball. It's a busy card. Let's go to the Missouri Valley. We've got the Belmont Bruins visiting Northern Iowa right now. Northern Iowa, a 2.5-point favorite, total 135.5, Bruce.
You know, Tim, this is looking like a real home-oriented league this year in the Missouri Valley. Home court's going to mean something here. Belmont is good, but they have had some struggles out on the road. They lost that game at Indiana State not long ago. And Northern Iowa, if you look at scoring defense charts nationally, this is the number one team scoring defense in the country. About 57.8 per game. This is a typical Ben Jacobson team here. They control pace. They shoot fairly well, pretty balanced. Campbell and Bond and Tristan Smith, I mean, they can all do different things in there, and they all pass the ball well. It's like almost a five-guard offense they run, but it's very, very well disciplined in the pace. And Belmont, I don't know if they're going to be able to take this act on the road against these guys. I'm going Northern Iowa, maybe look under, but I'm going to take the Panthers tomorrow at Cedar Falls.
All right, Bruce, great stuff as always. Best of luck with your bets.
Wait a minute. Bruce, 20 seconds. Yo. What's your best bet in the NFL wild card weekend?
Jacksonville. Okay. Enough of this Buffalo stuff. Jacksonville's going to win that game, and they may be the best team in the AFC, if not the NFL. We'll see.
All right, there he goes. Jacksonville. That's how you do it. That's how you get one in, right before the hard out top of the hour. All right, Matt, there's nothing worse than hope, and you are right now trying not to hope too much. Minnesota up 4 on Iowa, under 2 minutes to go in the Twin Cities. And as soon as I mention that, we get Iowa getting slammed at the rim. So I believe a foul was called. Was it on Iowa? We'll find out on the other side. A lot of college basketball to catch you up on. It is VSiN Primetime.